And students at some top-tier business schools are signing up for more than just finance and marketing classes. Duke, UCLA, MIT, and Stanford are all teaching improvisation. Professors say improv theater techniques actually help students increase collaboration, creativity, and risk-taking. Julia Fluch has the story.
This is Diana Giardella's improvisational leadership class at MIT's Sloan School of Management.
So I want you now to give an impassioned speech to end this monologue.
Giardella is coaching a scene where a hospital administrator is firing surgeons after a horribly botched operation.
Because it's energy, right? It's energy. And if you try to hold it back, it's not going to work. Use that laughter and turn it into energy. Go.
Giardella, who does professional improv, boils it down to a rule known as yes and. Yes and means that any idea offered must be accepted.
You generously give the offer, and then you try to bring something else to the table so that you're building a scenario together, and no one person is totally responsible for that.
A generous offer sounds like,
hey, you know, I'm really excited about this launch we're going to be doing. It's so great to be working together at NASA.
But be sure not to block it.
Huh? I don't work at NASA. Or what do you mean, what launch?
Giardella says idea blocking happens all the time in the business world. And one of the commonest blocks is the yes, but.
Even though you say yes, the but says, yeah, but that's not really valid because here's the better point.
The yes, but lesson is one that Giardella's second year student, Lauren Kaplan, takes to heart.
And now I notice it every time I do it. And I'm trying and practicing to not do that and to be more flexible and to note the way that it changes a conversation.
Getting MBAs comfortable with improv can take time. Kaplan was worried at first about letting loose.
Will I come off as silly, or how might some of the things that we're doing affect my professional reputation with my classmates who, in some ways, you know, when you're in an MBA program, you consider your classmates to also be colleagues.
I was nervous because I was chosen on the first day to dance on the stage.
Former student Jeff Guan now works in wealth management for Citibank in New York. He started out shy, but he stuck with it.
Some people quit right after the first class because they couldn't handle it. They thought this should be an uptight, professional environment.
Dancing is not the only curveball Giardella throws at her students. She wants these overachievers to learn
how to fail. And as soon as I say that, usually I get so many eyebrows going up because, of course, in a business environment and certainly an academic environment, use the word fail and people take notice. But as an improviser, you got to know how to rebound. It's not about whether you make the perfect offer. It's about how you rebound if you don't.
One of her former students, Christiane Oliver, now lives in Miami and is a senior director at Burger King Corporation. She was recently trying to present a performance improvement plan. The team included folks from finance, marketing, and operations. She saw each of them as a piece of a puzzle, but apparently they didn't.
I saw in the eyes, in the face, I could read the others and say, they are not understanding at all.
Realizing she was in trouble, she asked herself,
what can I do now, in the exact moment, to not lose the audience, to not say, oh, this was a not successful workshop, and to bring them on board?
She backed up. And using personal examples, she took the time to really illustrate how each of them fit together. And then she went on to sell her plan. For NPR News, I'm Julia Fluch.